For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. When we take a child to the pediatrician, there are numerous things for which the doctor screens that child, not just physical ailments, but also psychological, developmental, environmental, and other issues that can affect that young person's health. My guest today is going to talk about how the UK healthcare clinics have a standardized approach to making sure that all the bases are covered. I recently spoke with Dr. Donna Grigsby, medical director of the UK Pediatric Primary Care Clinics, about a new model of screening of infants and children put forward by the American Academy of Pediatrics that now recognizes UK Healthcare's general pediatric clinic as a model.
So a couple of years ago, there was a request that went out from the AAP for clinical sites and practices that were interested in improving their screening process and their referral process. And so one of our doctors, Dr. Ceballos, came to me and said, can we do this? Is this something that I can apply for? Absolutely. And she applied for the grant and put together a team of people that worked on standardizing our screening processes for the, the patients and families that come in our door. And we were doing a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. And what we found is that there was a lot of variation in how we approached families. And we wanted to standardize that. And we wanted to make it as efficient as possible so it didn't interfere with the length of the visit, the flow of the visit. And so we looked at a process to kind of do that and make sure that we were more consistent between providers and across different age groups and different families.
And when we talk about screening, when I think of screening, I think of everything from genetic diseases to mm-hmm. is there a fear of abuse or trauma mm-hmm. in the home mm-hmm. to smoking to mm-hmm. is that the sort of things that we're talking about?
So each family that comes in receives a questionnaire at the front desk that they fill out while they're waiting to be processed or after they're in the room. And this form goes through some questions about the child's development, so they're age appropriate. So if you come in for a six-month check, we give you the six-month form. If you come in for a two-year check, you get the two-year form. It also asks about risks in the family, family health behaviors. It asks about relationships within the family. It screens for postpartum depression or depression and mental illness in parents or caregivers. Concerns that the parents may have are identified at the time that we walk in and pick up this sheet. If they have problems about development, they let us know that. If they have problems about behavior, they can let us know all of those things. So we look at the development, we look at the family dynamics, and then we look at kind of social determinants of health that may impact a child's ability to be successful.
My guest today is Dr. Donna Grigsby, medical director of the UK Pediatric Primary Care Clinics, talking about a standardized and efficient approach to screening pediatric patients for all sorts of potential problems. And so, given what you just said, you're not just looking at the child. You're looking at the child's environment and and at mom, perhaps, for mm-hmm. postpartum depression, that sort of thing. And that's interesting because I just spoke recently with a reporter, and I'm going to be speaking mm-hmm. with somebody from our Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology about trying to increase the number of postpartum visits for mom. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like really the Department of Pediatrics might be the vanguard in mm-hmm. finding out if something's going on with her as well.
Sure. We know that we're going to see those children frequently for checkups and for vaccinations. And so we feel like, a mother's ability to care for her children has a lot to do with how well the child is thriving. And so if the mother is struggling in some area, we want to be able to identify that and refer her for help as well.
So was UK part of a broad study that the American Academy of Pediatrics was engaged in?
It was not a study, but a
It's a project.
A project. Mm-hmm. And there were, I believe, 20 different sites across the country that were identified to be included in this. And each site was allowed to come up with their own screening tools, to come up with their own processes, to make sure that it fit their flow and it fit what would make sense for their practice.
Is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about pediatric screening and what we do mm-hmm. here at UK?
I think one thing that pediatricians do that we feel very strongly about is that we not only look at the physical health of children and infants, but we look at the social factors that play a role in how successful they'll be. We look at their emotional health. We look at their development and their cognitive development. And so it's not just the physical health that we're interested in. We're interested in everything that affects the child and their success.
My thanks today to Dr. Donna Grigsby, Medical Director of the UK Pediatric Primary Care Clinics, for talking about the clinic's standardized and efficient approach to making sure that a full and thorough screening is done of all patients. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.